Thank you, Pastor Steve. Give me a hug. We're not illegal. We've been quarantined together the whole time. Good morning, Abundant Life Church family. Before we get into the good word this morning, I do want to give you an update on our missionaries, Brian and Millie Hudson. They have spent 20 years in Nicaragua. It's always been a tough place, but especially in recent months, because of the coronavirus epidemic there with very primitive health care, the government asked all Americans to leave. The American Embassy sent out an advisory to all of the citizens there to leave the country. So Brian and Millie were among the last to leave. They wanted to stay. But they've spent the last few weeks here in the States. They've been catching up on family time and a refreshing of Sabbath rest after 20 years. This morning, Brian is ministering at a church in Darlington, a Hispanic congregation pastored by Luis Garcia, who used to be a member of our church here before launching out and planting a church for Spanish-speaking people there. Pastor Brian and Millie are there this morning. They will be here next Sunday. It'll be the first time any of you get to see them during their time home. And Brian Hudson is ministering the word here next Sunday, so I'm excited about that. Well, I want to take just a few minutes this morning to speak to a subject that is critical in our time, and especially today. There are many people connected to our church family that are sick, struggling with illness, anything from cancer and chemotherapy and radiation, a breakdown in the immune system, heart disease. Some people have suffered in so many ways, headaches, backaches. I'm hurting for our church family that's hurting. And in addition to all of this, we're dealing now with coronavirus. One or more than one person in our church, their life hinges on the fact that 3 days a week they're connected to a dialysis machine, or else they would die, and it's a painful thing. I'm hurting for the hurting this morning, and I want to speak about the hearing and healing connection. These are two different things, but they're directly connected, and the highlight of our service will be in just a few minutes when we literally offer a prayer of faith over those of you here who need healing for your bodies, and those of you who are watching from home or wherever, and you're sick in your body, and you're sick and tired of being sick, I believe today can be a day of healing, because how wonderful it was in this sanctuary just a few minutes ago in praise and worship. The healer is in the house today. And there is a hearing and healing connection. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 17, Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came, listen to this, the multitudes came to, number one, hear him, and then number two, and be healed of their diseases. The crowds followed Jesus for these two reasons. First of all, to hear him, and then to be healed of their diseases. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, Jesus quoting a prophet saying, "For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand and listen, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Notice the order and the connection between hearing and healing. Multitudes pressing in around Jesus, needing to be healed. And today we have people in our church family in need of healing, but Jesus first addressed their hearing or lack thereof. People in need of healing, and Jesus first addresses their lack of hearing. He said, their ears cannot hear and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Now, the principle here this morning, briefly, before we pray and believe God for healing miracles in the lives of many of our church family who are sick and need to be healed, here's the bottom line. Hearing many times comes before healing. I'm going to give you several examples quickly in Scripture where people received a healing, but the Bible is clear and specific in saying that before they were healed, they heard something. And I'm believing that the many who are sick in their bodies and need to be healed today, this is the hour where you will hear what you need to hear in order to receive your healing, because hearing comes before healing. Matthew 13:17, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it." Imagine it. A lot of prophets even before us and righteous people before us do not have the window of opportunity to hear what we are able to hear by the Spirit today. This is not the worst of times. It wasn't designed by God to be the worst of times. These can be the best of times because we're living in a day where we can spiritually hear what even prophets of old longed to hear but never did. And before God will heal us in many occasions, we must first hear something. Quickly, I'm going to share a few examples from Scripture with you. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 25, a very famous portion of Scripture, it says, "A woman in the crowd had suffered," everybody say suffered, "for 12 years with constant bleeding." She had suffered. Anybody suffering today? She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Everything changes right here. She had heard. Sick in her body, suffering. Suffering with great pain. Went to the doctors. They couldn't even help her. Instead of getting better after 12 years of suffering, she was worse. But she had heard something. In need of healing. And she qualified because she had heard about Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately, everybody say immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at this crowd pressing around you. So many people with needs. And this is the time to press. Press through whatever obstacle, whatever hindrances. Press through even the crowd so that we can receive a healing touch." They asked him, "How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." There are people connected to our church family right now this morning, some here in the auditorium, many watching from home, who need to hear the Lord speak over them, "Your suffering is over." And I'm here to tell you, I've seen something new in this wonderful story in Scripture. I don't think the turnaround happened when she touched him. I think the first turnaround happened when the Bible says, "But she heard." This is the hour for those who are sick and suffering to hear the word that will bring healing to you. She would never have touched him if she had not first heard. The enemy, as even I'm speaking the word concerning healing right now, tell you, I'll go ahead and tell you this. You know it already. But as soon as the word goes forth, your suffering is over. Jesus, we have it here written in red. He spoke that over the lady. He's not changed a bit, but the enemy will come immediately to steal what you hear. Mark 4, beginning at verse 14, Jesus said, "The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown." Now listen, when they hear, when they hear the word, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. So go ahead right now and factor in that the enemy's going to try to steal this word as soon as you hear it, as soon as it's heard. How important is hearing to our healing? Don't let the enemy steal this word you hear. And regardless of how you feel, let the word be the truth, even over your feelings. I remember when I was newly married, that was 4 or 5 years ago. It was a Thanksgiving, and our family was getting together at my mom and dad's. And I remember all of us, me, Brenda, all of us, our siblings and spouses, went to mom and daddy's for Thanksgiving, and we were unloading our cars with whatever we had cooked to spread on the table for a family Thanksgiving dinner. And Marion Poston, my brother-in-law, who married my sweet sister, Deborah, who has all the money in the world. If you need any money, Deborah's got it. She got the key to the vault. And Marion and I were walking with a pot of food into the house, and I looked over at Marion, and I said, "Marion, what do you do on days when you don't feel like you're saved?" And Marion said instantly, Well, since when do feelings have anything to do with it? And when he said that, I felt myself grow to the next larger size spiritually. And it's the same way in receiving healing. Sometimes you have to tell your body, I'm going to believe for better than this pain I'm feeling. Because how I feel is not the most important thing. The word I hear is more important than what I might feel. A few more examples of how hearing led to healing. In the story of blind Bartimaeus, the Bible says he was a blind man and he was a beggar. And the Bible literally says, paints the worst picture of a pitiful man. A blind man, the Bible said, was sitting by the side of the road begging. Imagine that lot in life. And Mark 10:47, it says, and when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know the end of that story. Jesus healed him of his blindness, and he was able to see for the rest of his life. It all began with a pitiful mess, a blind man sitting by the side of the road begging. And it changed, the Bible says, when he heard. Are you listening today? If you're sick and diseased, if you're fearful about a virus, listen and hear and be healed. There was a mother in Scripture who loved her daughter. And the daughter was dealing with issues. Anybody know what that's like in your house? A family member struggling in some way. And this mother acted on her faith. Mark 7:25 says, for a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about Jesus. And she came and fell at his feet. And Jesus answered her prayer and healed her daughter. It all started because the woman with a burden heard something. There is a healing and hearing connection. The Bible talks about two blind men on another occasion. In Matthew 20:30, it says, two blind men were sitting beside the road. And when they heard, notice how important hearing is when you're sick and need healing. The Bible says when they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. There is a connection between hearing and healing for the sick. Time and time again, Jesus in his earthly ministry proved that he was willing and able to heal. In Matthew 4:23, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. We know this much about God. He never changes. He is always the I am. He is never the I was or the I will be or the I have been. If he ever was able and willing to heal, he still is, because I am the Lord thy God that changes not. And we serve a God who says of himself, I am the Lord your God who heals you. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we are healed. Now, some people struggle to believe Jesus can be Lord of their life and forgive their sin. A lot of people. And even after we believe, the enemy comes to steal the word we've heard about forgiveness and salvation. And so it's a fight of faith. Listen here, I'm not saying it's always easy. There is such a thing as the fight of faith. But I want to tell you how connected healing is to the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Oh yeah, we celebrate the finished work of Jesus on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin. It was his blood that forgives us of our sin. So we look back at the cross and celebrate forgiveness of our sin. But here's a biblical truth. Forgiveness of our sin and healing of our body go hand in hand. They were both paid for in full on the same day by the same act, the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. Both forgiveness of sin and healing. Now, I'm not a know-it-all. I often say that to you because I don't want to be embarrassed if somebody asks me a complicated theological question and catches me off guard, so I just go ahead and say, I don't know it all. And I don't know why some people who believe God for their healing receive a miracle healing and others don't. I don't know why some are healed and some are not. I don't know. Neither do I know why some receive forgiveness of their sin and some don't. When the truth about both issues is the price was paid for all of us in both areas. Forgiveness of our sin and healing of our bodies. They go hand in hand. Just quickly, Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. There it is again right there, both of them together. It was intended by God to be a package deal. Forgiveness of sin and healing of our bodies, right there together, paid on the same day. I will say this, even when there is a healing that occurs, and I'm looking around our church, many who are here this morning and many who are not, I have you in my mind too, there have been miracles in this house, healing miracles. There are people right here today who were told they had cancer, and they've been declared cancer-free since then. And it's the prayer of faith after we hear the word. We can't pray the prayer of faith until our faith has come to us by hearing the word. James 5 and 15, such a prayer, speaking of the prayer of faith, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. I'm talking about healing. And if you have committed any sin, you will be forgiven. There it is again, both of them, forgiveness of sin and healing for our bodies, all wrapped up together as a gift from God, a package deal. Amen. I'm preaching myself happy. Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man in Scripture. Upset the religious people because Jesus walked up to a man that was sick and said to the man, your sins are forgiven. And the religious people said, who do you think you are declaring forgiveness of sin over? And on top of all that, he's a pitiful, paralyzed man. And religious people got upset with Jesus for declaring forgiveness of sin over a sick person. They accused him of blasphemy. Jesus walked up to a sick man, paralyzed, and said, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 5, Jesus responded to the religious critics when he said, "Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk?" Just imagine that. I would be equally hard-pressed in my natural man to say either one over anybody. "Hey, your sins are forgiven," or "Hey, you paralyzed man, get up and walk." Jesus said, which is easier, to declare the forgiveness of sin or to say to a man who's paralyzed, "Stand up and walk"? And so just to prove his point, Jesus spoke over that man and said exactly that: "Get up and go home." Both of them together: sins forgiven and healing for the body. Now, last week I talked about the benefits of the bloodline, what it means to be a beneficiary of the blood of Jesus. And both benefits, forgiveness and healing, were paid for by Jesus. I won't.